Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The last time we interviewed our next guest, almost 2 years ago, we talked to him about the challenges and successes of running a large vegetable canning operation in our state. Now, they are jumping on the innovation bandwagon with the first ever see-through can, which allows shoppers to see the vegetables inside without opening the can. Woody Swink is co-owner of McCall Farms, and he joins us by phone from his office in Effingham, South Carolina. Woody, welcome back to the program.
Mike, it's an honor to be back on your show.
Tell us about these clear cans.
You know, it's exciting. You know, in the food business, you got to stay focused on what you do, and but you got to be innovative too. It's great that two companies in South Carolina came together, Sonoka Products in Hartsville, South Carolina, and McCall Farms brainstorming and came together with this TrueView clear container can. The thought was, you know, transparency is a big thing now. People want to see what they're eating, and we're real proud to show what we're putting in the can. And we're doing it under our Glory Foods label as the number one selling southern vegetable can brand in the country. So we wanted to piggyback off of that.
Which grocery store chains will we see these cans in?
In the state of South Carolina, you can find it at Harris Teeter, Food Lion, KJ's IGA, and it'll soon to be in Walmart also.
Walk us through the process here. Just one day you guys said to the Sonoco research people, hey, what do you think about clear cans? Or was this something that they'd been thinking about and approached you?
Sonoco is a very innovative and forward-thinking company. And they've actually been thinking about this project for a long time. When they were ready to have all the technology and everything done, they came to us saying, you know, how can we work together and can you help us really see if this is going to work and run through your can lines and your fillers and your closers and your cookers and your palletizers and labelers. And sometimes in a lab it works, but you got to actually put it in production. So we worked with them to work through the wrinkles of it. And through the partnership, we got everything perfected and ready to go to market.
And so I guess you guys are sort of the test company.
We're the first in the world to go to market with this clear container.
Does it cost more to package it in this type of can?
With this technology, initially, it does cost more due to the volumes are less than the metal can right now. But we think that over time, as the volume grows, that we will be able to get it very competitive.
What have been the challenges that you faced so far in launching this new can?
You know, with the teamwork and the planning and everything that they've done together, it's been amazing of how little of problems that we've had. But it's all due to the capable people that have been on the project. Annie Hamm on our end has been the head of it and has done an outstanding job, but we've had a lot of people on our team that have done a really good job, and as well as the Sonoco team.
Now, with the limited quantities being manufactured right now as it's being rolled out, and you've mentioned that the costs are a little bit higher, are the retail costs a little bit higher as well then?
The retails are slightly higher, 12% to 15%, depending on the retailer. We're seeing that the consumer is willing to pay a little bit more.
That was my next question, is has it been out long enough for you to see any sales trends?
It hit the shelves first of the year in January, and every month the sales are more and more. We don't have any historical sales to compare it against, but February was better than January, and March was better than February, and April, and so on.
Woody, I know that you guys have more than just Glory Farms. Do you believe that this can will be rolled out as well through the rest of the family?
We do. We think that you know, Glory was the right brand to start out with, being the leading brand and highly recognized. But we have also in our canning line really good, high-quality labels that are trusted. That's our Peanut Patch Boiled Peanuts, our Margaret Holmes Southern Canned Vegetables, and our Bruce's Yams. And these brands are all leaders. The Bruce's Yams is the number one selling canned sweet potato in the country. Peanut Patch is the number one selling bulk peanut in the country. And obviously Glory Foods is the leading canned southern vegetable. But, you know, we're just very thankful to have these brands and thankful to be headquartered in South Carolina and have good people. And we look forward to the future to come.
Woody, thank you so much for your time today.
Good deal. I appreciate you. And thanks again for having us, Mike.
Woody Swink is co-owner of McCall Farms, and he joined us by phone from his office in Effingham, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.